Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, goBlueSky.com. Yes. No E in that.
Correct. No E in blue.
We were talking off the air. First of all, I just want to tell you, from sitting in for David these many times, I've talked to Corey, I've talked to you. If I had any issue in my home, if there was a fire, if there was a flood, I wouldn't know who else to call. Blue Sky is the only company I would call because that's what we've heard on this show. And I know you guys, I trust you guys, and here's my confession. Our roof was leaking, and the roofers who did it about 7 years ago have come back and fixed it.
Good.
And almost to the date last year, it leaked in the same spot. They came back again this year. They are going to fix it. They just are a little behind in their schedule because all of these torrential rains that we've been having. But the roofer pointed out that I have some mold in the attic.
Interesting.
You know, that makes me very nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I'd look at something like that and say, you know what, that's presumed
microbial
growth. We don't know yet. We haven't tested it, so we wouldn't know for sure. But you always want to get to the root cause in an attic space.
And usually, how about a leaky roof? Do you think that would be it?
Shingles. Yeah, we've had storms here, you know.
Yeah.
I think Illinois has the record for tornadoes this year that have touched down. So shingles might have lifted in one of these rains. You got to fix that. You got to get up there. You got to button it up. Actually, the largest mold project that I have seen in my career was a hospital. It was a surgery center, and they had this leaking situation. They had drop ceiling tile. You wouldn't know it. Kind of looked like this studio. You wouldn't know it.
God knows what's above this drop
until
ceiling.
Until you lift it up and
20 more floors. You're okay, don't worry.
And they were having the same issue. Leaks. Like, what is it? Is it a roof? Is it? Well, it was HVAC related. It was a leak. It was condensation. And they would put a Band-Aid on it every single year until Blue Sky was called in. And we went in looking for the permanent solution. Let's fix this. Let's get the HVAC taken care of. You know, at Blue Sky, I fancy myself a liaison as well. You call my phone.
Right.
I'm probably going to set you up with the right option, whether it's, you know, David Hochberg or, you know, whoever to get their solution solved. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today, when I interview with clients and folks that just call us, they want to know, hey, what separates you from XYZ company, right? And it's the fact that we don't just respond to disasters. I mean, that's what we do, but we also prepare you for them. And we have for years held Blue Sky Live continuing education courses. And this September coming up, we're launching the largest, the biggest continuing education class in our industry, in my opinion, called The Ripple Effect. And it's awesome, Wendy. You come to our building, 8 in the morning, and we have this retrofitted trailer. It's a huge trailer. It's like an office. It's like a multifamily apartment. And we just flood it. So 8 a.m., everyone's walking in getting coffee, and we're just throwing water. Sprinklers are going off.
Oh, man.
And you're sitting there watching this and probably thinking, what's wrong with this company? But no, what we do is we clean it. We extract it within the 6 to 8 hour course. It's all dry at the very end. So as our clients are leaving, they get to witness that. They get to see this process from completely saturated panic chaos to the calm that is Blue Sky, no E in blue. And the fact that our technicians are there to extract the water, to pull out the contents, to step by step dry it out. We call that mitigation, emergency responding and mitigation work, right? And that's just something we've done for years. And it's just, this is, we call, you know, September is like the big, like, let's go. You know, it's go time. So we're celebrating that. But we also do virtual trainings as well. We call them Blue Sky CEU. We'll do a call and we're able to educate folks on, hey, this is what happens the minute a flood occurs, a pipe breaks. What do you do when you notice?
Because no one knows what to do. They freak out and, you know, I don't even know. I'd call Lou Manfredini and go, who do I call?
So you say you do this education class. Now, is that for like your property managers that you work with, or is this for the general public? Or
that's right, Frank. So what it is, our clients, our trusted clients, every year over year, they're like, hey, when are we doing this? Are we doing it? Like, hey, yeah. And they'll bring 10, 20 reps from their office. So we're talking facility managers, property managers, chief engineers, folks that manage senior living buildings, all the way to medical buildings, to Class A commercial, pretty much a lot of these buildings that we're looking at here, hotel managers, because they want their teams. And we invite, like, you know, the executive directors and also their facility teams down to their technicians, because it's really their technicians that need to be prepared. Now, of course, they're going to, you know, they rely on Blue Sky to help them when there's something big. But again, it's about preparing them, preparing them. So when they get that call at 3 a.m., there's no question. We'll do tabletop exercises as well. We'll just show up to your building and we'll run a scenario. Hey, sprinkler head pop. How much PSI? How much pressure water? 150 gallons a minute. What do we do? All right, we're going to call the fire department. We're going to get the water off. We're getting our plumber in here. We're getting Blue Sky. We're going to clean up the water. We're going to get it dried out. And we kind of paint that picture and then put it all in writing so they have a document step by step.
That's unreal.
Yeah, we don't charge
for that. That's got to help mitigate a lot of damage.
Wait, you don't charge for that stuff?
Not for the prepared stuff. Not for the, let's say you own a, or you manage a building, and you're the property manager, and you've got a whole team, a chief engineer, facility folks. So what we'll do is we'll say, hey, let's set aside a day, a morning to the afternoon, where we can come in, and we can kind of walk you through all this. And it's really preparing to respond 101 is what it is. It's like, what do we do? What are our first, second, third moves after a disaster? Whether it be a fire or a flood. And a lot of these buildings, they require it themselves. And yeah, we'll just come in as the restoration partner, right? They'll have the elevator team. They'll have the plumbing team, the electrical team at the table. And it really is great. So, no, there's no fee for that, for us to come in and kind of give you the walkthrough. Even walk the building and look for potential hazards. We're not home inspectors, but we'll walk through a building. And, you know, where's the home inspector going to find the... in the attic space, underneath the drawers, they're going to look underneath the bathroom sinks. They're going to look for, you know, the kitchen sink. There's always some, maybe a leak that went unnoticed there, you know, and that's where they'll find discoloration or presumed microbial growth.
And I will tell you this. First of all, I just got a text from my roofer saying we're coming Monday. So nice. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I will tell you this. He saw the mold and mm-hmm. said, I can't tell you whether or not mm-hmm. that's a bad type. You'd have to get it mm-hmm. tested, mm-hmm. which made me feel good. He wasn't trying to act like a mold expert because he wasn't.
That's awesome. I've said this my whole career. You know, you could always go on the search engine and look for some information. Now there's AI, you could look for some information, but call someone that's been doing it for 15 years. Call
Pete, on that hospital, mm-hmm. was it the HVAC, some kind of damper that was shut instead of open, or where was that going on with that surgical center? Where was the water coming from?
Yeah, from my understanding, it was just a condensation issue, and we had an HVAC expert in there to rectify all that. I was more concerned with that microbial stuff, right? Like getting that out. And you know, for them, they had to shut down for a month. And you can only imagine what that cost is.
Ooh,
you
know, $30 million.
Great. That's a great guesstimate right there. Because I'll tell you what. But here's the truth. And, you know, Blue Sky, we've positioned ourselves quick turnaround, right? Not cutting corner. But the first question is, when you have a project at home, what's the timeline?
Right.
How long is this going to take? Well, I can tell you it's going to be 3-4 days to get the remediation done, and then we'll paint the picture. Here's where we're at over the course of the next call, a couple of weeks. Within 30 days, we were done. A whole surgery center was amazing. So good that they invited us back with their reopening ribbon cutting.
Oh, so that's great.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff we do. We'll do the small stuff, you know. We were talking off air. If you've got 3 square feet of what you believe is mold, good chance you can send me a picture on the hotline and I can kind of walk you through that and give you the best practices for you, someone in your family, your handyman, someone in your neighborhood to walk through it. And I don't charge for that.
You are just building relationships with everyone out there.
Well, we've been serving this community for over 40 years. Jeez. And there's really only one way to do that. And that's just that, adding value. You know, we'll give as much value as we can up front. And then when you need us, you know you need us. You'll call us and...
Hey, Wendy, how much time to our next break? Because I wanted to ask Pete one more question. Do we have time?
About a minute.
Okay, so check this out. I had an admin who there was no shutoff in the bathroom in her condo.
Mm.
Now think about this. Somebody knocks the water line off the toilet, and there's no one there from the building to shut it off.
I run across that all the time in remodeling.
You're talking tidal wave in the... There's no shutoff under the toilet.
Right.
So... when they did come out, I said, listen, you have to go to your condo meeting and say, when you fix that, have a meeting and get a shut off. I don't know if anybody else in the building has it, but she had that done because you are not going to get a guy who lives 10 miles away. The water's going to come out at 50 mm-hmm. PSI mm-hmm. until they find the lock to the closet where the water valve is.
Seen that.
So think about that.
Yeah. We've seen that, and you know what happens if that's on the 30th floor, 33rd
oh boy.
Floor? The water is going to find a conduit. It's going to find a chase in the building where the plumbing runs, and it's going to go down to the ground level, you know, and then it's a real disaster. That's what you would call a real disaster, and that's what we do, disaster restoration.
Why do these things always happen early in the morning, like at 3 in the morning, or on a weekend? Why do they always happen?
Because that's the calm before the storm. listen, I have 15 years of this. Whenever someone, one of our top project directors is like, I'm going on vacation, we're all on notice. We're like, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Whenever we go on vacation, something happens. So I got a call, pull it up here. You know, and when you're in this industry, you're dedicated. You need personal time. You need to be able to shut it down. But a lot of us, you know, we'll glance at our phone on vacation because you just never know.
Yeah.
Someone might have that situation. Luckily, we have such a big team, we can kind of get the ball rolling on that. So,
and we'll continue talking with Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. You can go to gobluesky.com. No E in that. GOBLU sky.com.